I wish it had turned out better. I ran off a lot of copies of these, and I'm going to put them out there. I surely will after I leave. I wish this had turned out better. I don't have a color printer. Well, I have a color printer, but the trick you have to use to get this stuff run off and transmitted on email, I have to get Trey to do that from me down in Little Rock and then send it back to me. This looks just like a horse's head. And you've had this for a long time. My first time I sent it out was in March of this year. But I've taught you about Greater Syria for almost 40 years. And the actual place here, this is the final caliphate that existed on earth right here. Now, this caliphate was, these things that you see on here, the lines. This is Syria, this is Iraq, and down here is Jordan. Now, this, on the diagram I have, this is red. This over here is black, but the red came out black, and this came out a lighter color. But the one thing I want you to know is that the Ottoman Caliphate was one of the largest caliphates that ever existed. It got down to where it was called a poor man of Europe, and finally it just faded away. When it faded away, this was the last one, and it covered the area that you see in white. Now, if you can picture this section up here where you see Lebanon and you see that little twirly thing by it, that area it was supposed to be black. And I am going to get a better one and run it off and have it on Sunday morning, because I consider this to be, after 40 years, when I think something's important, I believe it's important. And I'm going to have this run off in the proper colors. Now, Jordan down here, this man that's arisen over there, in what they call the edge of Greater Syria, which is the western and northern part of Iraq as it exists today right in here. This man, I don't think he's the Antichrist, but I think that out of that whole mess over there after Obama leaves office, and they won't do this till he leaves office. They've got too much trouble over there now, too much fighting among themselves. They're not ready to take on Israel, and they know it. He's got a lot of consolidating to do, and I believe that another man will probably arise. But this man that's there now, he could be. But I guarantee you, eventually, after Obama leaves office, and I use the word eventually because I don't know the day, the week, the month, or the time of the year that the rapture is going to occur. But I do know it's going to occur before the vials of wrath are poured out, and I do know it's not a far distant event. Now, this particular thing that's happening over there, you can read all about it down here, and it'll tell you what it is. This is what I put on the first map I ever put out. Well, I'll have a much clearer one, Lord willing, on Sunday morning. Now, the Syrian Socialist Nationalist Party, which is SSNP, is a very old terrorist organization that's still in existence today, and one of the most secret and deadly. Now, when I was over there, they were operating, and they were pulling off a lot of terrorist activity. They are absolutely heartless. One of the reasons that I picked the Assyrian Empire as the place that the Antichrist would arise out of is because historians all agree on one thing. They were the most cruel empire and the most cruel people that ever existed on the surface of the earth. They would pull people apart. They would cut off their heads. They would cut off their arms. They would torture them. They would burn them to death very slowly. They had no feelings whatsoever, and that's why Jonah didn't want to go over there. Jonah didn't want to go over and preach to Assyria because Jonah knew what Assyria was. Now, I don't care which history book you pick out. Just pick out any one you want about the Assyrians, and they will tell you exactly what they did. It's horrific. They came up with torture that I never heard of before. But the truth is they were vicious, vicious, vicious. And they carried the northern tribe, 10 northern tribes, away into captivity on the other side of the Tigris, actually. They were a very cruel people. And I can see why Jonah didn't want to go over there. But when he went over there, they repented. Well, guess what happened after they repented in a few years? God wiped them out by another nation to the south, not nearly as cruel as they were, which was the Babylonian Empire itself. That's the reason I originally selected them. And the other reason, the main reason was, I have never believed the Antichrist would come out of Europe when I was a teenager or when I was in seminary or when I came up here. I have always believed he would come out of what's known as Greater Syria. Or if you just wanted to say Syria, that's fine, because the name Assyrian was originally delegated down to what is known as Syria. So this is very, very, very serious stuff. Now, this Syrian Social Nationalist Party is very old, and it's been in existence, and one of the most secret and deadly. They're the ones who put the bomb on that aircraft that had an explosion and went down in the northern part of England, up in Scotland. They have committed many atrocious acts. These people are doing exactly the same thing, and they're just like the Assyrians, and the Assyrians is where they originally came from, because they went up and conquered all of northern Israel, all of southern Turkey. They went all the way down to Jerusalem, and if it hadn't been for God intervening and Hezekiah going to the wall, they would not have been delivered, but God delivered them. That was in his will, that was in his plan, and he did it, and Hezekiah went back to him, and Hezekiah found out he was going to die. Think about somebody that knows they're going to die and knows what God did and has had a relationship with him, and he goes to the wall, and he just goes and he cries. Look, if it had been me in the Korean War, yeah, I would have gone to the wall and cried. I would have said, Lord, just give me some more time. I had a family to raise. And you say, well, you didn't love God enough. You're absolutely right. But now things have changed. I'm old, my wife's gone, but children are taking wonderful care of me. I don't have a complaint in the world at all. I'm very, very happy and very satisfied. But what I want to do is serve until God calls me home, or until I get so old he doesn't want me to preach anymore. And so, Lord willing, that's what I intend to do. Now, this thing is going to develop, and I think you can watch it develop. This thing here that starts off and has looks like a crown on top of a horse's head, has a little section extending all the way across. Actually, that goes across, touches the Tigris River. And this little section down here is Lebanon. And this little thing in here is where Damascus is. And down here is the Jordan, this little section south of Damascus. The white line marks the border. Now, this thing expanded, and this thing contracted. Sometimes it would be large, sometimes it would be small. This was the smallest it got, the horse's head. This portion down here, and this portion over here that's black, actually it's red, and that portion over there, that portion would expand back and forth. Now, I tried on the backside, I tried to put something in there that was real black, but it didn't show up. Now, right now, this man who has called these people up, and they're pouring in there. They're pouring in there now because this is the ultimate of terror. It is the ultimate of Islamic horror. It is the ultimate of the Antichrist. They have no sympathy. They have no empathy. We aren't going to be able to deal with them. And this thing is going to grow. Now, they're not going to attack Israel right off the bat after Obama leaves office. You can count on that. But they are getting this. Think about what these men are doing. Do you know why people often win wars? Because they've got an army ready to fight, and they've had combat experience. They've had a tremendous amount of combat experience. The Iranians, the Iraqis, the Syrians, and we're tired of war. They're just getting started, and they're ready. And Bible prophecy is going to be fulfilled, and I think after Obama leaves office, you're going to see it fulfilled pretty quickly. And if you haven't figured out yet in the northern part of what's going on in Washington, I can't help you. You'll just have to figure that out for yourself. Now, this thing, the Syrian Social Nationalist Party, is a very old Arab terrorist organization in existence today, and one of the most secret and deadly. I did know some when I was over there. But they had dwindled down to a handful at that time. And the actual ones that were in control was the Islamic Brotherhood, the Muslim Brotherhood. And they were in effect, and I met some of them. And I also came in contact with some of these, but I kept my distance. It shall be larger than the Umayyad Caliphate following the Roman Empire. You were raised in church, most of you. And sometime you were sitting there, or you yourself have studied, and you've looked and you've seen the Egyptian Empire and how large it was. You've seen the Assyrian Empire and how large it was. You've seen the Babylonian Empire and how large it was. You've seen the Medo-Persian Empire and how large it was. You've seen the Macedonian Empire of Alexander the Great, and you've seen how large it was. And you saw the Roman Empire, and you saw how large it was. The Umayyad Empire was larger than any of them. It was larger than any of them. Let me tell you, it isn't one to just discard. This has a lot to do, I think, with Paul's number 8. Because the last two worshipped the same God, Allah. And I think there's a definite connection there. But in any case, even if that connection isn't there, I know we're not far off from having the Lord come and take us home. And why am I so adequate about this? And why do I feel so good? We're getting to tell people about it. I have thought a long time about this. And I don't count myself to say, look at me. Not at all. One time in my life I did, but not now. Because this is something that the world is setting out there, and they still think the Antichrist is coming out of Europe. And I'll tell you right now, and I'll have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, he's not coming out of Europe. He's coming out of Greater Syria, and it's not going to be too much longer until it becomes very obvious. Now, the most deadly and horrific terrorist Arab caliphate is now beginning. The ancient Syrian Social Nationalist Party, SSNP, is now sparking. At one time, this Arab empire, the last caliphate, it just kind of died out. But it's now sparking. And it's sparking in the heart of the Assyrian Empire. It will suffer some setbacks initially, but shall eventually become larger. This empire, which was everything inside white, was a caliphate itself. It was a large one. You can see that. And this was all of this over here, most of it was the Assyrian Empire. That's exactly where the Antichrist is going to come from, and I expect him to be Assyrian. But there are several different places in there he could come back, and I've been saying it was Assyrian all these years because of some things that had to do with many scriptures that I've taught you for 40 years. Then it will be greater than the greatest caliphate that followed the Roman Empire. Antichrist arises within Greater Syria before it drives Jews into the Negev. It will not go into the Negev. They're not that crazy because they know what will happen if they do. Israel will not launch thermonuclear weapons against them because they know that their advantage is numbers. And by that time, they know that Pakistan has nuclear weapons. And by that time, I guarantee you that Iran will have nuclear weapons. And there isn't going to be a nuclear war. And all that stuff people have thrown out and told you that their skin was going to melt off of their face. Now, you've never seen a valley filled with blood-red lava that sends out a heat blast that will actually take all your flesh off before you hit the ground. The actual temperature of it is fantastic. Caliph Antichrist solidifies his caliphate by leading 10 nations in war. Now, I started looking back a long time ago, and I wanted to find a description of this particular group. It's a 1978 Atlantic Monthly excerpt, ISSN description. It is the best in print. And I'm going to run you one off so you can see it. And this is precisely, they tell you all about this empire. And they tell you all about what's happening over there now. And I want you to read the thing if you get time. It's currently on the Dardanelle Missionary Baptist Church website. And I'm going to start advertising this stuff out here on the billboard. And hopefully some people will show up here to listen to it. It is the rebirth of the medieval Arab caliphate, Bildad al-Sham province. We did put up a blog photo of it in color on March 23rd, and you can pull that up on your website. The white area shows its maximum size. Well, that white area, that's right, that was its maximum size. And then the black area shows its smallest size. The black area, the gray area up here where Damascus is located across from Lebanon, that area in there was its smallest size. And in between, it fluctuated back and forth, and the rest of it was red. They haven't gone into Jordan yet. But that also explains why the Antichrist, when he attacks Israel, doesn't go into Jordan. He's already got Jordan, and he's at the border now. When he'll take Jordan, I'm not sure, but it will be before he goes down and conquers Israel. And right now, the number of people in Jordan supporting King Hussein, Abdullah Hussein, they are virtually his army. And they have taken in so many refugees that are Palestinians and so many refugees that are strict, firm Islamic people that he's going to fall. I always thought that the reason they bypassed it is because it was strategically not of any military advantage. But I now see that it's going to fall because they have got an infestation of the Brotherhood in there, and it's going to fall probably, I don't know when. But it will fall to his forces before they come down and attack Israel from the north. And I don't think that's going to happen right after Obama leaves office. I'm not even going to tell you how long I think it will be. I'm going to just use the Bible word, nigh. It will be nigh, and that's the best that I can do. Now, if you'll take this, take it home, look at it, and consider it, I think you'll find it interesting. Now, it's currently on our website, and you can pull it up. Over there on the side, it's got stuff there back to 2005. You can click on the one that says 2014, March, and it'll pull this up. You can look back for it, and it'll be in color on that one. Now, this is the rebirth of the medieval Arab Caliphate, Bildad al-Shaim province. We did put a block photo of it in color on March 23rd, and you can fill that up on your computer. Now, the white area, maximum size, the area I showed you that's just across from Lebanon, that has Damascus as its capital, that's the area that's gray now. And the red area that shows its intermediate size is the blackest. So I'll take care of all that, because this is something that I have taught for all these years, and it's something that from time to time I've looked at it and I've said, okay. I said this was going to be this, that was going to be that. So far it's worked out just fine. Now, everything that's necessary is in place. And Sunday you can either pull it up on email our website now, or you can wait till Sunday, and I'll have a bunch of them out there you can pick up, and I'll try to have them in color if I possibly can. I'm getting a lot of hits from Arab countries, and maybe I'm a hero to them, because I believe they're going to do real well for a long time. But God's going to then zap them. So I think they'll say, well, I sure do like the first part, but he's wrong about the second part. But a lot of people in Europe are waking up. And I have not been kind to the brethren who hold the European position. I mean, I have not been nasty to them, but I have been blunt, because I've tried to be tactfully all these 40 years. You know that I have. I've tried not to offend any of them. I've tried hard. But I'm just telling them now, you better get off that teaching, because it's not going to occur like you think it is. Now, I'm going to make a statement. And when I make this statement, I want you to think about it. Before 1740, there was not one teacher or manuscript on this earth that taught the three he's in Daniel 9:27 were the Antichrist. Not one. What happened? It was the great evangelical movement, the great awakening. And they decided that that must be the Antichrist, even though the whole context of that is about Jesus Christ. They are absolutely, totally, completely wrong. And I think some of them have learned that. I just hope they'll share it with their congregation before all this starts to gel. Because I just told you the truth. You'll never convince me that all those preachers over all those, not one ever identified it as the Antichrist. Not one. That's why I'm so certain he's coming out of Syria. Because the Bible is very clear that that whole narrative of Daniel's 70 weeks refers to Jesus Christ. He is the chief contextual subject of all of it. And if I were the only man who ever believed that, I'd have serious reservations. They all believed it before 1740. That's a long time. So, why did they change it? Because nobody ever taught that there was a first of the week rapture before 1740. Nobody ever taught there was a first of the week rapture and that everybody would be taken out of here and have no troubles or no trials. Nobody. You say, well, how much research have you done? That's why I'm wiring glasses with four different types of lenses. I've done it in Europe. I've done it in England. I've done it in North Africa. I've done it in Israel. I've done it everywhere that I can get into ancient manuscripts and read them. I've done it at universities and colleges all over this country. I've done it in seminary libraries. I've looked back through documents that were come apart in your hands, and I had to have a person to go back with me. And she held the things up so I wouldn't tear them when I touched them. Now, I've done a lot of research, and what I just told you is the truth. The only question that I've never been able to answer is exactly when Israel is going to be attacked. I've never been able to pick a day, a week, or a month, or a year with any certainty. But I'll tell you, the Bible doesn't indicate that you won't know when it's drawing nigh or when it's drawing near. And I wish he'd come tonight. I'd love to be wrong. You say, no, you wouldn't. I got over that proud, haughty, and arrogant attitude a long time ago. And every time it starts to pop up, God slaps it down before I can build up a case for it. And the truth of the matter is, he's coming. Now, for those of you who are older, like myself, and Hertha. Hertha, I guess I classify you as old. That's a terrible thing to do to a woman, isn't it? And, of course, Jay's got that white hair, but Jay's a lot younger than I am. Charlie. Yeah, now, Charlie's pretty ancient. And those of us that don't feel good, why, we're ready for the Lord to come. We want him to come. We'd love to be wrong. Because when I got up there, the Lord would say, you shouldn't have taught him that. Well, if that's what he says, I'll accept every word of it. But I don't think he's going to do that. I don't care what he gives me for a war reward or inheritance or whatever. I just want to serve him. And I want some of these preachers to wake up and realize, see, I'm not alone anymore. When I started this, man, I thought I was going to be flogged. I used to have an old yellow rooster that would flog all the people come out in front of the house, and I had to go out and get him, keep him out in the hen house while they were doing that. His name was Tuffy. And he even flogged me a few times. He only flogged my mother once, and then I think we ate him. But in any case, get ready. And the nice thing is, for those of you that are that are young, you still got some time. Make sure that you start making your decisions based on what the Bible says and what it teaches. And listen to this stuff and say, well, he could be wrong. I could be. But the truth is, I don't think so. And I've put an awful lot of time into it, and I don't think it does violation to the scriptures to bring him out of Syria. So I'm going to let y'all go early tonight, because I'm going to do more on this, and I'm going to get some better diagrams. But I'm telling you, I'm one of the happiest men on earth tonight. And I it's been a good day for me. I got up feeling terrible. But after I began to look back and look at all this stuff, I said, man, I ain't going to let Kenneth preach tonight. I already called him and told him I didn't feel good. I said, I am going to do this tonight. Not that I can do it any better. And so Anna Mae is going to flog me probably because I didn't let poor old Kenneth preach.